You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. The playoffs begin tonight, baby!
After a long season, it's finally here. You know, this is what you've, you know, worked so hard to get to, and as long as you're in, you got a chance to win.
As long as you're in, you have a chance to win. That's a hell of a mantra right there. And all you have to do is survive. And that's kind of how I feel tonight, Thursday Night Football, is that all we have to do is survive tonight. And that's whether you have Julio Jones, whether you decide to start the quarterbacks tonight. And one of the decisions you're going to have to make comes in the form of Tevin Coleman. And it's not a decision that you ideally wanted to make on Thursday night. You wanted as much information as possible. You wanted to take it down the wire, hear what every expert, every analyst wants to say. But you can't, because Tevin Coleman plays tonight. You have Devontae Freeman, you're going to play him. You have Mark Ingram, even with that toe injury, you're going to play him. You have Alvin Kamara, you're going to play him. The only running back where there is a question mark comes in the form of Tevin Coleman, who basically lost all the groundwork last week to Devontae Freeman, but went right back to the passing game, which he had kind of given off to Tyron Ward when Devontae Freeman was out. With that being said, Tevin Coleman tonight going against New Orleans. Matt, are you throwing him into your lineup?
I think so. As of now, he's in there. My other two options are Derrick Henry and Mike Davis. And this is a team I share with NFFC Hall of Famer Chris Vaccaro. And this is what we're going to have to decide today. The fact is that Devonta Freeman had just about 75% of the snaps last week. We, like you said, Coleman filled in admirably when he had the workload all to himself. But Freeman's back. And Freeman looked good last week. I think there's he should have been used even more. The one thing with Coleman is he did get, I believe, six targets, caught three of them. Coleman does have that ability to score. We saw it last year on his touches. You know, he could get limited touches and still score a touchdown. So the hard part here is the Derrick Henry. I really want to start him versus Arizona, but you know, Latavius Murray is not going away. I know the last 2 weeks he outsnapped him by one snap 2 weeks ago. Last week they had the same amount of rushing attempts, and Derrick Henry got that late touchdown. So, and Mike Davis, he gets all the touches, but what do? It's against Jacksonville. Seattle don't score rushing touchdowns.
No. It makes it so hard. And we just talked about it with the King a little while ago, is that matchup over analysis. Like, you're absolutely right. He gets all of these touches, but he doesn't get, the Seattle running game doesn't score at all. Facing the toughest defense in the NFL, Tevin Coleman doesn't get nearly as many touches, but playing him on a much better offense, what do you do? The question has to be answered, and we're here to answer your questions as well. 844-843-6879. Lots to get to today, but the most important thing is your decision. Your lineups have to be set. We're here to answer them. Light those phone lines up. We'll get to you. We'll talk more when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
With you on the Roto Experts at 844-843-6879. That's 844-84-FNTSY. Donnie Burns opening up the phone lines down there so you can get in your lineup questions today on a Thursday where the playoffs begin. Now, Amari Cooper has cleared concussion protocol And that's great. Problem is, he didn't practice yesterday, and it wasn't because of the concussion. It was because of the ankle. How concerning is that to you? I know you want to get Amari Cooper out there facing off against the Chiefs. No Marcus Peters, as we've heard. The worst secondary. They've kind of taken up the Chiefs mantle there. And the last time these two teams played, Amari Cooper put up 779 yards. So, with that being said, if Amari Cooper doesn't play, because if Cooper plays, you're going to throw him out there. I understand that. Everybody loves Michael Crabtree this week, us included. If he doesn't play, Amari Cooper, would you throw out Cordarrelle Patterson or Seth Roberts in the playoffs?
I don't know. I'd rather hope I have a better option on my bench that I could plug and play.
The matchup doesn't get better.
Here's the thing. I think if Cooper is out, it's a major boom to Crabtree. I'm not going to rely. We talked all last week about two players. Patterson and Seth Roberts, the architect. What about Johnny Holton?
Sure. I mean,
he caught a touchdown.
Yes, he did.
So, to me, I don't have faith in any of those three. Any one of those three could have a good game.
Right.
You know, it's me just rolling dice at that point. And I got to think I built a good enough roster where I have somebody else that's better than those three options. I know the matchup and stuff, but I don't know who's going to do what. So, for Crabtree owners, I think you're hoping Cooper don't play, because that just increases his workload tremendously.
This quote, I don't even know where I saw it from. It might have been on RotoWorld. It might have been on Twitter somewhere. I saw some quote from Derek Carr about Michael Crabtree, just like how big it is to get a guy like Crabtree back, that he loves throwing him the football. He loves his other wide receivers, but there's something about Crabtree, and I'm just like...
Yeah, you are a big proponent of King Crab.
I am a huge proponent of King Crab.
You made him a target, I remember, in your auction.
Well, I went in the auction saying we'd get two players, Carlos Hyde and Michael Crabtree, and I got them both. So,
I mean, to me, he's a wide receiver one this week.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That's not, you know, groundbreaking stuff. And, you know, I think if Cooper doesn't play, you're static as a Crabtree owner. I'm not rolling out those other options. I really don't want to go that route. And I think if you made the playoffs, you probably have a better option than those guys.
Probably so. But you certainly won't have a better option than Zach Ertz, who, another one of these players that is in the concussion protocol. We saw it last week. Trey Burton came in. And my buddy Mike Florio actually pointed out that the last time Zach Ertz was out, Trey Burton caught the touchdown. But that was it. It was a very, not honestly, fluky touchdown, but it wasn't like he had a Zach Ertz dominant type of game. Now, that narrative kind of changed this past Sunday night, where Trey Burton comes in for Zach Ertz, and there's like three straight passes down the middle to Trey Burton. If Zach Ertz does not play and he stays in the concussion protocol, and I have this feeling he's going to, do you then start Trey Burton?
You know, I would start Trey Burton. Here's the thing with Ertz. Mr. December is... probably not going to be Mr. December this year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is second concussion? Is that what the deal is?
I believe so. This is something you have to be very concerned about if you are an Ertz owner. In the league that I have Ertz, Christopher Carroll picked up Trey Burton a few weeks back when we had this same thing, and we just left him on the bench. There were no more bye weeks to worry about and stuff like that. So Burton is the handcuff. You have... that the running back handcuff? You have a tight end handcuff here. You saw Sunday night. He went to Burton. All you care about is if Burton gets a touchdown, that's satisfactory. You're hoping he gets more catches, obviously, especially in the PPR. But, yeah, no, Trey Burton has to be a person of interest, a person you're going to play this week. And I think pretty confident putting him out there. So, you know, you wish the best for Ertz. Ertz has had a dominant season. It's all come to fruition. Even if you go back to the last month of last year and you add all that together, you know, he's been a fantastic player.
Zach Ertz was concussed pretty severely in November of 2015. He has not had a concussion since then. So, you know, it's been 2 years, so hopefully, even if he does miss this week, he'll be back for weeks 15 and 16 of your fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, well, the one thing we got to talk about with concussions is the severity of that concussion.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think all concussions are equal.
The one in November 2015 was like a grade 3. It was a very severe concussion. I don't know what the grade is on this one and how long it could keep Zach Ertz out for.
Yeah, and just to go up with something like Dr. A talks about, once you have that first concussion, that second concussion is so much more damning.
Yeah.
That's why he was very
concerned about Devontae Freeman.
Yeah. That was, he came into the season very worried about him. Look, I'm hoping Ertz is speedy. I'm not counting on Zach Ertz playing this weekend.
No,
I don't think you can. So if you have Trey Burton, you're rolling him right out there. Wentz is going to look for the tight end. He showed you that Sunday night.
Let's talk about another player in concussion protocol. It's Joe Mixon. Now, we've kind of all threw our hats in the ring on Giovanni Bernard as Joe Mixon is in the concussion protocol. We don't expect him back this week either.
Yeah, this, you know, played Monday night in that, you know, savage of a game.
Correct.
So I think you're hoping you have Giovanni Bernard, or if your waivers are still running, you were able to acquire him. I got to believe Gio Bernard coming into the past week was widely available.
I would assume so.
So you had that opportunity. If you had waivers, you still had fab money left. He was the guy to get. I know everybody is supremely high on Gio Bernard, especially in the PPR, that if it's his backfield, he can catch passes as well. I just think this is, you know, I know a lot of people are big on the Bengals, and look, you got to like A.J. Green this week with the way that wide receiver ones have been torching the Bears of late, but I don't think this is just a slam dunk game for the Bengals.
Yeah, you've been kind of saying that all week, that you didn't love the Bengals without Vontaze Burfict this week.
That defense is going to take a major hit. I mean,
so most people have, from what the rankings that I've saw, because I told you I have a defensive decision to make. Most people, from what I've seen, has Cincinnati ranked as the top five defense this week.
Look, I get it. You got the truth on the center, Mitchell Trubisky, and a lackluster offense. But this is a team that, you know, no Burkett, is Pac-Man Jones. You know, he's dealing with some issues. So those are right there, two key players. You take those guys out, it's a different type of defense. You know, is it a game where they're just going to lean heavily on Jordan Howard? I have to think John Fox is going to go back to the well and try and get Howard going here. I'm not the biggest Howard guy, but I have supported him. I don't think he's a bad running back. I think he's a good running back on a bad offense that's tied to touchdowns.
You know, it's amazing, really. If Cincinnati could have beaten Pittsburgh this past week, they would have been right
Cincinnati
in this thing.
Should have beaten Pittsburgh.
They would have been in this thing.
Yeah, no.
They would have been right in this thing. It was amazing in the AFC. You would have sat here at 6-6 with a legit shot to make the playoffs. Instead, they came up short.
Yeah, the Bengals went, you know, they bungled that game. You want to put it there. I went full Bengals on Monday night.
Never go full Bengals.
But it paid off. Thankfully for that first half. I had to sweat out that second half. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was money in the bag. And especially when that A.J. Green touchdown got taken off the board, which would have been the hat trick. And then I'm watching A.J. Green dropping passes, Brandon LaFell dropping passes. But I had just enough to get me over the top on that one. So, look, what you're hoping for is you were able to acquire Giovanni Bernard this week. And I don't know if I'm as high as everybody else on Gio. I mean, I will start him if he's on my thing. I think he's a perfect flex option. I know some people have him as an RB1 type in the PPR. He's more of an RB2. I'm just not totally sold on, you know, this is not a good line and stuff like that. There's other running backs I do like a little bit more than him. But I'm more than happy to roll them out in my lineup this
week. All right, there you go. That's Giovanni Bernard. Let's give you some positive injury information. That's with Kelvin Benjamin returning to practice after tearing his meniscus.
Yeah, no, it's positive. But I'm a Bills fan who's been the low man on the Bills all season.
Yes, you have.
You know, and when I saw what happened to Trey White this week, that was, you know, Gronk did was one of the most bush league plays you're going to see in professional sports. You know, that was like WWE scripted type play. I mean, that was really
he did appear at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and
just saying,
you know, Trey White hasn't gotten the credit that he deserves. It's all about Marcus Lattimore and stuff. Trey White's been right up there. Trey White's been a fantastic draft pick for the Bills. So I don't know with these Bills this week. Benjamin, hopefully he can come back. Hopefully he's in there. They need any weapons they can get, but I'm not so confident in him this week.
Especially with Nathan Peterman potentially throwing him the football. Another player that returned to practice was Amir Abdullah for Detroit. I don't think you'd start Amir Abdullah in your fantasy playoffs, but it does probably throw some cold water on your guy, Theo Riddick.
Yeah, that's the big thing here. And who is the running back? Tyon Green?
Yes, sir.
He seemed better than Amir Abdullah to me. You don't want to say matchups or whatever. But it does. For me, it throws a lot of cold water on Riddick. So that's where I'm a little annoyed.
We get to your phone calls when we come back. 844-843-6879. That wasn't the only big player to return to practice this past week, as yesterday we saw the return of Hollywood Hogan. Stick around. Roto Experts rolls on right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
With you, Roto Experts. Check out rotoexperts.com/DKMS and make sure you learn how to help those that have blood cancer by just really swabbing your cheeks, and then you can save a life and you become a hero to somebody. We talk about fantasy football heroes a lot, but you can become a real hero by saving someone's life, swabbing your cheeks, and ultimately donating your bone marrow. It could also win you a chance to go to the Super Bowl by participating in our DKMS free DFS contest. That's located at the bottom of the page at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You click the link, you head on over to a DFS lobby, you participate in a free roll, you win any of weeks 14, 15, and 16, you go in a pool of those that run before you, and you participate in week 17. You win in week 17, you go to the Super Bowl, just like that. It is the rotoexperts.com partnership with DKMS that can get you to the Super Bowl and can also save lives. rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Matt, I mentioned it before the break. Chris Hogan finally returned to practice this past week. Listen, if he plays on Sunday without Gronk, this was the Danny Amendola killer that you were talking about yesterday. That when Gronk's out of there, Amendola is huge. However, if Chris Hogan is there, we're set up for a monster Chris Hogan game.
Yeah, no, if you're a Chris Hogan owner, you're getting excited.
You've waited and waited and waited.
The problem is it's Monday night. Oh. So you better hope you have like a Danny Amendola that you can switch in, switch out. Because otherwise, you're going to be in a tricky situation. I mean, I'm not going to wait in the fantasy playoffs if he's going to be a game-time decision. I'm going to have somebody in there. I mean, maybe you have a Kenny Stills on your roster as well. I mean, Kenny Stills has replanted Devontae Parker as the number two wide receiver.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. So maybe if I have that option, yeah, I can play around with it. But I'm excited because I have Hogan in a couple of spots.
Yep.
But if I don't have an Amendola or Stills option or something like that, I'm going to play somebody else on Sunday.
I think you have to. Although, listen, he may be off the injury report by this weekend, and then he'll have that decision to make, right? He practiced unofficially yesterday because they didn't have to release the practice report. Given the Patriots, it'll be questionable, so that won't help you.
That's the problem. It's the Patriots, so I don't see it come Sunday. You know, they're not going to do anything that they don't have to do.
That is true.
It's very Belichickian, you know.
One other wide receiver that kind of surprising to see on the injury report yesterday was Sterling Shepard. A lot of people like Sterling Shepard with Eli Manning back at quarterback this week. And he didn't practice, and there's no seem to be legitimate concern about his availability, Matt.
Yeah, that's another thing. I was talking over one of my partners about, we have Doug Baldwin in the lineup.
Right.
Maybe sitting Baldwin and playing Shepard. Shepard, the slot receiver, totally has destroyed the Dallas Cowboys. There's no argument there.
Yep.
And I love Doug Baldwin, but this is an incredibly tough matchup for him. So I was looking at the matchup. I'm not saying I was going to do it, but it's definitely something.
In consideration.
considering. Now, when I saw that yesterday, I was like, well, I guess we're probably just going to stick with Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
But if Shepard doesn't play, this has ripple effects. It really does affect Evan Engram. We see how Evan Engram
great point.
Puts up points when Shepard's in the lineup and how he is when he's not. And if Sean Lee's back as well, so I'm hoping Shepard plays because I have Engram, and the teams I have Engram, I want to play Engram. You know, Cowboys against tight end as well. So, you know, you just got to stay up on the news, listen to everything. But yeah, the Sterling Shepard news was, as you like to say, cold water.
Indeed. No bueno, as some other people would say. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Let's kick it off with Joel in Toronto. What's up, Joel?
How's it going, fellas?
It's going great, dude. What's happening?
I have a couple of questions here. I'm in a half-point per reception league. There's two questions. With Roethlisberger, who's been pretty consistent, or do I go with Breeze?
Big Ben or Drew Brees, a decision you have to make tonight, and I think that's a good question.
That's actually a really good one, and Ben's matchup got a lot better.
Without Jimmy Smith. Mike Florio gave this stat out on the BFFs yesterday, and he had read it, or sorry, Frank Stanfield gave it out, and I forgot who tweeted it out.
Innovator Frank Stanfield.
Innovator Frank Stanfield, that's right, hopefully.
Congrats to him.
So he gave out this amazing stat that against the Ravens, over like the last 12 games that Ben Roethlisberger has played, whenever Jimmy Smith has not played, Ben Roethlisberger has like this unbelievable quarterback rating. He's thrown like 2 interceptions, 12 touchdowns. It's like a crazy amount of numbers. Frank convinced me, Joel, I would go with Ben Roethlisberger.
This one's tough for me. I really do want to say Ben, and I'm probably going to... I might give a slight lean to Ben. Ben's been on a roll. Ben is home. I'll go Ben. I'll go Ben here.
Yep.
But it's pretty much a coin flip for me. I'm checking the link currently.
And he is home. Remember, Steelers are home for that one.
I'm checking the link currently, and he is number 9.
Big Ben for Jake.
He's got Matt Ryan at 8. So, look, I don't disagree with Jake on the Matt Ryan thing. I think you're hoping Matt Ryan, this is a huge game. Matt Ryan has had an extremely disappointing season.
Absolutely.
I did point out going before last week, he did have a 5 or 6 week stretch where he was a number 5 quarterback total, you know, for fantasy over that stretch. You know, I know everybody's killing him. He's a QB2 for everybody now.
Yep.
But I think in big games, big players step up. So... But yeah, as crazy as it is, I'm going to give the slightest of leans to Ben.
Joel, what else you got for us?
Okay. And again, half point for reception. I got to choose 2 running backs and a flex. So I have P. Ryan. I have Freeman. I have Howard with Burkett out. And I also have Jamal Williams. And I also have Jamison Crowder.
All right, so you need 2 running backs and a flex, and a Samaje Perine, Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard, Jamal Williams, and Jamison Crowder. What are you thinking here, Matt?
Jamal Williams scares me this week. I know he's been good, but Aaron Jones...
had 1 carry last week, though.
He had the 1 carry last week, and I know Mike McCarthy likes to roll with the 1 running
definitely.
Back.
Definitely, mm-hmm.
But Aaron Jones got that 1 carry, and what did he do? He scored the touchdown.
Yes, he did.
So I'm not extremely confident that it's going to be the Jamal Williams show all game. And if Aaron Jones gets a shot and is good early on, that's going to throw a big monkey wrench. I'm starting Crowder. How many do we got to start here?
You got to start 3 total. 2 running backs and a wide receiver.
I kind of like Jordan Howard this week. I know. And I'm not
You're not Jordan the Jordan Howard guy.
I'm not the Jordan Howard. I think this is a game where they're gonna rely on him. I think this Bengals defense... is beat up right now. I think they're really beat up. And if Jordan Howard gets... this is the thing. He needs to get that workload. If he gets that workload, he beats teams down. I know with the linemen being out and stuff. But... so what were the other choices? I'm trying to...
Devontae
Freeman's an automatic.
I agree.
You have to put it.
I agree. Let me start there. You're starting Devontae Freeman. Put him in the lineup. We'll move on. Now you get 1 other running back and 1 flex. Okay? Samaje Perine... Jordan Howard, Jamal Williams, Jamison Crowder.
So it's between Jamal Williams and P. Ryan for me. I do want to start Crowder. So I'm starting Crowder.
Starting Howard. That's it. You're done.
Yeah, okay. Howard, yeah. Those would be my three.
I don't know if I'd go in that direction, man. Like Crowder, so it's Crowder and P. Ryan versus against Los Angeles. And to me, in order for the Washington to be successful, they're going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to run the ball in order to set up the pass for Kirk Cousins against a tough secondary for Los Angeles.
This is a tough secondary, but he's not playing the outside Crowder. He's the slot guy.
Definitely.
So I'm looking at it. He's not going one-on-one with the outside corners. So, and if we think Kirk Cousins is going to throw the ball at least 30 times, I think the most targeted player this week, especially with the tight end situation, will be Jamison Crowder. So he has to be in my lineup for me. So I'm putting him in there.
You're putting Jordan Howard in there.
Freeman is a must start. And I kind of like Jordan Howard. And I'm not the Jordan Howard guy.
Oh, man. I think
Jamal Williams would have been my pick, but I am concerned.
The Browns, too. What about Samaje Perine? It's tough.
No, it's tough, but I'm not starting P. Ryan and Crowder. I'm not going in with two.
So I totally agree with that. Want one of them. I agree very much with that.
It comes down, if it was Jamal Williams and there was no Aaron Jones concern, I would go Jamal Williams over Howard. But I'm concerned. And I did state that McCarthy does like to go with the one back. But I don't know how this is going to shake out. And there was a report. It wasn't Mike McCarthy. I think it was one of the beat writers that if Aaron Jones is healthy, he's the lead. So it's. I need some more information to digest that call on Aaron Williams and Jamal. Aaron Jones. I keep saying Aaron Williams.
You do.
Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams.
For me, I'm going to go with Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard, and Jamal Williams. I'm going to stay away from the Washington team altogether. I'll go with the three running backs there. Let's get to Sean in Pennsylvania. What's up, Sean? What's up, dude?
Hey, I have two quick questions for you. You have to pick two running backs, Christian McCaffrey, Rex Burkhead, and Devonta Freeman.
Jeez. CMC, Rex, or Devonta?
No, this is PPR standard?
Full point PPR.
Changes it.
Okay. So, I mean, Freeman, as I stated, I have to play Devonta Freeman. Hey, look, the guy came back, got 75% of the snaps.
Okay.
So he's got to go in my lineup. You know, we want touchdowns and stuff.
Right.
I think if they're going to win, Freeman's got to be a part of this offense tonight.
Right.
So it comes down to CMC or Burkhead. I love CMC. It's close, but I'm probably going to go with Burkhead. I'm going to play the matchup versus Miami over Minnesota. Very close. I'll say Burkhead.
I think this one's really hard. And you know it takes a ton to make Matt go against Christian McCaffrey. I've never seen it at any point this year. But I think I would go with Burkhead also. I'm going with Freeman, as I said. I'm always going to have Devonta Freeman in my lineup. But I'm going to go with Burkhead. The matchup for Christian McCaffrey is very tough against Minnesota. And when you were this close with Burkhead and McCaffrey, you look at the matchups. Burkhead against Miami on Monday night is something that is very, very tasty. He's in the passing game, in the running game, and in the red zone. I'll go with Rex Burkhead as well. Take a break. More of your telephone calls at 844-843-6879 as the Roto Experts continue on right after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Adrian Peterson once again mispracticed on Wednesday as his neck injury continues to linger, Matt Modica.
Yeah, I think...
No.
I pulled the parson.
You did.
I think it's time to, you know, move on from AP. I'm not starting Kerwin Williams, and, you know, I think I'm pretty much going to just avoid that backfield altogether.
Kerwin Williams looked good last week, though.
No, he looked really good, but then when they got to the goal line, they brought him Penny, and...
All right.
I think there's other options.
Fair enough. John Ross hit the IR on his other shoulder, according to Marvin Lewis. He was trying to conceal it. He said that on Sirius XM NFL radio this morning, that he was trying to conceal the injury in his other shoulder in order to play. Marvin Lewis was too stupid to play him anyway, so he did not play him at all this year. Rishard Matthews does expect to return Sunday. I like him. Get him in your lineups.
Yeah, no, he is
the key to the offense.
Yeah, the key to the offense. I mean, Corey Davis, unfortunately, never popped. I'm not blaming it all on Corey Davis. I think Mariota has to take some
of
that.
You will never blame anything on Corey Davis.
Mariota does have to take some of that blame. He just looks for Delanie Walker, really nobody else in the passing game, except for when Matthews is out there. So, yeah, Matthews is an option. And now that he's practicing midweek, it wasn't like he didn't come back till the end of the week. That's encouraging. So, yeah, if I have Matthews, I'm going to play him.
All right, you have Matthews, get him in your lineup. And then the question becomes, and I said it yesterday on the show, and not enough information yesterday about it, and that's about Matthew Stafford, right? Matthew Stafford, not out of the woods yet with that injury, says Jim Caldwell.
This is another unfortunate
situation. You got to watch it.
So let's see what happens tomorrow, how he, you know, if he doesn't practice tomorrow or something, or it's still of a major concern. Because the report I heard earlier in the week was, you know, he had some indents on the hand and stuff. Nothing was fractured or anything like that. So he should be fine after the swelling went down and all that. So tomorrow, I think, is a key day. If Stafford does get an upgrade, and say, as far as the hand goes, then he's somebody I'm rolling out there. I'm playing him over, you know, Jameis and these other guys that I know a lot of people like. I mean, Dak Prescott, like I said, I'm not that confident in Dak. I was the one that said he'd be a top 15 quarterback last week.
Yeah.
This week, I'm kind of with you on that narrative with the Giants.
Right.
The defense is going to try and step up.
Yep.
And I think Alfred Morris is going to run.
844-843-6879. Let's get back to you and go to Chris in New Mexico. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. What's going on?
All right. Well, I'm in a little bit of a dilemma. Because I have Matthew Stafford and I also have Tyrod Taylor, so I'm having to stream McCown over Garoppolo and Gabbert.
Sure.
But my question is, I have McCaffrey and Tate, and I'm thinking of benching both of them for Robbie Anderson and Kenny and Drake.
You have McCaffrey and Tate. Well, I mean, the Matthew Stafford thing
totally solves that question.
Matthew Stafford is deemed fine tomorrow, the swelling's down and he can throw the ball and everything, you're starting Stafford and you're starting Tate. That's first and foremost. Robbie Anderson, it's hard not to start Robbie Anderson this week. It's back in Denver. McCown's been great the last couple of weeks. Coming off the bye, the Jet offense has been in fuego. But, I mean, I'm not totally just going to think that McCown's going to put up awesome numbers going to Denver. I know this defense isn't the same. The defensive line is, you know, decimated. But you still got Talib out there, Chris Harris. So it's not the easiest of matchups. So you're not facing Kansas City.
844-843-6879. I agree with Matt that ultimately, if Stafford plays, you put in Golden Tate and you kind of forget about it. For that, it's hard for me to start Robbie Anderson over CMC. That's a hard move to make.
Yeah, and in PPR, like I said, I went with Burkhead. The reason I went Burkhead over CMC in that previous question is Burkhead's become the undoubted goal line back.
Right, right.
So he's got the goal line. He gets carries besides that. And he catches passes. So, I mean, CMC, who I love, and you're very happy as a CMC owner. You know, wherever you kind of taken him this year, his draft stock was a little back and forth here and there. So you're very happy in that. It is a tough matchup against the Minnesota Vikings. That's a good defense in real life. So where are we going now? We did the Burkhead, CMC.
Well,
I know what I'm doing. Kenyon Drake was a question.
Kenyon Drake was in that mix, yeah.
I do like Kenyon Drake a lot. My only worry in this game is that the Patriots kind of blow them out. And how would that affect? Look,
he's the guy. I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
He scored last time in garbage time against the Patriots.
Okay, so then what are you doing? I mean, Kenyon Drake is very high on a lot of people's boards.
A lot of, very, very high.
Well,
this week.
I mean, rightfully so after the game he had this week. We've seen in the past when he was not starting in the first quarter and only coming into the second quarter, started, he was able to at least get a big run every week. And you can say, oh, it was just one big run. But look, there's something there. Said about that.
Yeah.
And then he got another 42-yard run
yep.
against a Bronco team that was ripe for the picking, be honest with you. That defense, as I said, the line was decimated. Not the same team entering the season as it is now. So would I go Kenyon Drake over CMC?
That's the question.
That's tough. It depends. Jonathan Stewart didn't practice yesterday. I got to assume.
It's a veteran day.
I think it's just a veteran day. Maybe I give a slight lean to Drake because it's his backfield. But it's going to be tough for me not to play CMC. It's going to be tough for me not to.
Is this one of those times where you tell people to play Kenyon Drake and then play Christian McCaffrey?
I might give a slight lean to Drake, but yeah, for me, it's going to be McCaffrey. I mean, like I said, I'm going to do things that, you know, most people won't do. I'm going to die with my guys. If I think the matchup is that close, I'm going to go with my guys.
Right.
And I think that's what most people... We'll be talking Kirk Cousins.
We were during the break.
Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. So... I think you have to put in... And look, if you have a gut feel or you believe in something, stick to your beliefs. I mean, somebody that's out there touting a player or giving you advice, look at the matchups. Whoever you like, listen to what they're saying, take it in. But ultimately, it's your decision on Sunday.
It sure is. Tonight, Thursday night football, the Falcons go head-to-head with the New Orleans Saints. Popular questions we've had are about Matt Ryan or about Drew Brees. You're cool starting Drew Brees. You said tonight you wouldn't start Roethlisberger over him. It's very, very close. But you would start Brees over
him.
You would start Roethlisberger over him.
I think Ben's just been on. He's playing too well right now. You know, this is another one of those games we talked about. You know, how violent they are and how tough, you know, Bengals Steelers, Ravens Steelers. It always seems to be a field goal no matter what. But I think this will be more offensive than in past matchups.
Okay. Would you start Roethlisberger over Ryan?
That I would.
That you would. You do that. Would you start Dak over Matt Ryan?
No, I have that decision, and I'm going with Matt Ryan.
Right. 844-843-6879. What about the number two wide receivers on both teams tonight, Matt? Ted Ginn Jr., Mohamed Sanu.
I would probably be more confident starting Sanu.
Really?
Because he's been such a consistent part of that offense. You know what? I hope it doesn't happen. I hope he's not throwing touchdown passes because I'm going to need Matt Ryan to throw them.
Yep.
But no, he's...
Preferably
he's,
Julio.
Yeah, he's just been... too much of the offense. I like Ted Ginn as well in this one. So it's really tough for me. I would lean Sanu because he has gotten targets week in, week out.
Where does Jake have Sanu ranked this week?
Let's see. He is Mr. Sanu.
He is. He loves Sanu. Sanu is awesome.
He's got it. Sanu 31. This is PPR.
Okay.
Sanu is number 31. Ted Ginn is number 33.
Very close.
And they are right there.
They're right there. They're right there against each other. I think I like Sanu better only because if Marshon Lattimore does take out Julio from this game, it's a Sanu game. And they're home on a Thursday night, but Ted Ginn also can get that long touchdown. It's very, very close for me.
Yeah, and I do agree with Jake has these guys, you know.
Both top 36 wide receivers, mm-hmm. but not top 24 guys.
Exactly.
Okay. Mike in Michigan, you are up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I got a quick question. This is a potential matchup. And my question is, right, I picked up Zeke for week 16. I have a potential matchup against Tom Brady. And my question is, I picked up Hogan and I have Gronk, but my other two receivers are Thielen and Julio. Would you consider playing Hogan instead of Julio or Thielen? Kind of like a handicap in case Tom Brady goes off?
No.
Gordon and McCoy. So I'm set on my running back.
Here's the thing with Chris Hogan. And look, he's been fantastic. Chris Hogan pretty much when on point is like 75 yards and a touchdown.
Correct.
That's, you know, Julio Jones can get you 200 plus yards. He can also put up
two for 30.
But I'm not benching Julio Jones week 16 if I'm fighting for the championship. It's just, it'll never happen. Yeah, I don't care, you know. Jesus Christ could be God in Julio Jones, and I'm starting Julio Jones.
You got to start Julio Jones. I can't do this. I also can't plan for week 16 and week 14.
Yeah, no, I think you're, you know, make sure you get to week 16 is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And even this week, even though the tough matchup for Julio and all the good news about Chris Hogan coming back, I'm not benching
Hogan's
him
not back
week.
Yet, neither.
He's not back yet either.
That's the other point.
The practice that he returned to yesterday wasn't a real practice either. It was more of a walkthrough. They played on Monday night. So they're going to practice in full today for the first time. Let's see Chris Hogan get in there. Let's see him not re-injure himself. The Patriots have been very patient with the shoulder injury, which is great. But one bad push of the shoulder, you know, he could go back down.
Yeah, you get hit, he might not get back, you know.
When we come back, we'll be joined by the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, as we break down Odell Beckham's antics versus Tom Brady's antics and see what the all-in kid has to say about that. Matt Modica shaking his head. We'll wrap it up right after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Final five of the program, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts, Matt Modica, Greg Sussman. Fantasy Football Frenzy comes your way next with Matt Modica, of course. Jake Seeley, we'll talk to you in a second. Nando DeFino filling in for Corey Parson.
Standing in the shadows, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time. You'd just be upset there's no donuts. That would have been made it all great.
Yeah, I could actually go for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Or a nice warm croissant.
You know, you'll just be lucky to get your third coffee today. Jake Seeley, what's happening?
Yeah, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
This is not Line of Luck Live, people.
Are you excited?
This is not Line of Luck Live.
Greg got my joke.
No, he got it too. He went right away. Yeah, he gave me the next line of the commercial.
I hear what I said. I just listened to you.
Well, you don't even listen to your co-host. Wow.
Right. No, I couldn't get what he was saying. I could only hear you. Sorry, Matt.
No problem. So, Jake, I have a feeling you're gonna have a strong opinion on this, so I wanted to ask you about it. And that was the Odell Beckham Instagram from yesterday, where it compared himself and his crying and other antics to Tom Brady and his crying and other antics.
Is he wrong?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
How?
Because one of them has won five Super Bowls and the other one hasn't won a playoff game?
So because one won something and the other person hasn't, it's different than what they act?
Yes. You are allowed to get pissed off at your offensive coordinator and at your head coach and your teammates when you have led your team to five Super Bowls and are the arguably best quarterback of all time.
I don't think you're allowed to do it one way or you're allowed to do it not.
But doesn't winning make a difference?
I think so. Look, I'm not a Giant fan. I love Odell Beckham.
Sure.
I was heavily invested in him, but you win a playoff game, get there, do something, you know.
And then you're allowed to act like a douche.
I'm not saying you're allowed to act like a douche, but I mean, look, Tom Brady leads this offense. He's been, you know, one of the greatest players of our generation. Odell Beckham, to me, is one of the greatest receivers of our generation. But at least get there first, stay on the damn field. I don't know. I know people are going to make it other things. I don't want to get into it.
Good. I don't want to get into it either because I don't think it's there. I really don't. And I'm not getting into that also. To me, listen, when you're yelling at your head coach, Tom Brady's like kind of earned the right to do that.
TFB.
Correct. Odell Beckham hasn't won anything, Jakey.
I don't disagree. I mean, I obviously disagree. I mean, if you want to be passionate and you're going to complain and be that kind of player, you're going to be that kind of player whether you won something or not. I don't think winning something gives you the right to act that way. I don't think losing makes the fact that you can't act that way.
Well, does it also come back to the fact, Jake, that Odell Beckham, remember, like tried to punch Josh Norman in the face and like threw each other down. Like Brady hasn't done that.
No. No, and that's – but that, again, that's why I said tongue-in-cheek, like, is he wrong? Like, if you're going to just compare those side-by-side, and that's where – okay, let's take it to the next level, what Odell Beckham has done besides that. But if we're just talking about the passion on the field, I don't think he's wrong. If we're going to talk about that, then, yeah, you know, you actually have a point, Greg.
Well, I think Odell Beckham in his Instagram, like, conveniently left out the part where he, like, fought right. the field goal net and fought other players, and he left that out.
The field goal net is like this. Okay, he actually showed the video of him punching the water cooler. So,
he did. And, you know, only because Brady. Only because Brady punched the water cooler.
He should have showed the video of him dropping passes in Green Bay.
Matt, that was not necessary.
I love it.
Just because it wasn't a net.
Yeah, you know, that wasn't necessary, Matt. Now I'm upset.
But look, I am an Odell Beckham fan. I am not a Giant fan. I'm enjoying the I'm only upset about the Giants this year because it's a perfect scenario for them where they can get this franchise quarterback. I wish it was my Bills.
Oh, man, I hope they pick the right guy.
I hope they get all inspired with the last four games with Eli back and win three of them.
Don't do that, Jake. Don't you do that. For the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. For Wall Street, Matt Modica. Coming up next is Nano DeFino on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. My name is Greg Sussman. We'll do it all again tomorrow on a Friday. Until then, good luck when you start your playoffs tonight. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.